From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abile reporting. President Donald Trump says he would not be happy if North Korea conducts another nuclear test, which would be its sixth. In an interview with CBS, he said he believes Chinese President Xi Jinping will not be happy about Pyongyang's nuclear provocations either. Asked if not happy with another Pyongyang nuclear test meant he would undertake military action against the regime, Trump answered he doesn't know and that it's a chess game. He described North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as a smart cookie.
I can tell you this, and a lot of people don't like when I say it, but he was a young man of 26 or 27 when he took over from his father, when his father died. He's dealing with obviously very tough people, in particular the generals and others. And at a very young age, he was able to assume power. A lot of people, I'm sure, tried to take that power away, whether it was his uncle or anybody else. And he was able to do it. So obviously, he's a pretty smart cookie.
North Korea is trying to develop a long-range missile capable of hitting the U.S. mainland 9,000 kilometers away. It conducted a new missile test Saturday, but South Korea said it once again failed. Turkish media reports say the Iranian owner of a leading Farsi-language satellite TV network has been shot dead in Istanbul along with another man. Saeed Karimian, the owner of Gem TV, was gunned down late Saturday. The other man killed was reported to be a business partner. The motive for the killing is unknown. But Tehran has often been critical of Gem TV and similar satellite channels, accusing them of trying to spread Western culture into the country. This is VOA News. The White House on Sunday defended President Donald Trump's invitation to his Philippine counterpart to visit Washington. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus said the need to fortify an Asian alliance against North Korea's growing military threat outweighed concerns about President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly domestic crackdown on drug trafficking.
I'm not so sure it's a matter of honoring this president or any of the facts that you've laid out there. It's really a matter of a potential for nuclear and massive destruction in Asia and the potential, at least according to North Korea, of developing an ICBM that could, at some point down the line, if we do nothing, potentially reach the United States.
He was speaking in an interview with ABC News. Priebus emphasized North Korea is the biggest threat in the Asia-Pacific region at the moment. His comments came a day after White House made the announcement. U.S. Marines have returned to Afghanistan's southern Helmand province 3 years after NATO ended its combat mission in the country. Marines and NATO forces attended a ceremony Saturday, marking the handover of the Helmand Command in the restive province. Instead of fighting this time, the Marines have been tapped to train, advise, and assist Afghan security forces who are struggling to drive out the Taliban insurgents.
They have the right mindset. They understand that there's going to be hardships to come, and they've already endured many, many years of hardship. So it really doesn't change their posture. They just understand that they have to continue to move forward, not to stay in the same position, to continue to always push forward to help stabilize the region.
Their return comes a day after the Taliban announced the launch of its spring offensive against Afghan forces. On the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting in the Philippines, the leaders of Indonesia and the Philippines inaugurated a new direct sea link that will cut shipping times and boost trade between the two southern Philippine cities and Indonesia. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte spoke with reporters about the sea link.
As we open this new maritime trade route, we reaffirm our ties with each other and commit ourselves to aspirations of a larger ASEAN community.
The new route will link two ports on Mindanao Island to Indonesia. Eight Syrian rescuers known as the White Helmets were killed Saturday when an airstrike hit their office in the rebel-held Hama province. It was unclear who had carried out the attack. The Syrian army, backed by Russia and Iran in the six-year-old war, has been making a push in recent weeks to regain rebel-held areas. I am Ji Abile in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.